friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we open our Bibles, we want to make sure that we have asked Jesus to be with us. So let's pause and let's do that right now. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to learn more about you and from your word. Please be with us, help us to understand, and give us your wisdom today. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you're back with me. We have been going through an exciting story about Jesus at a Pharisee's house, right? Jesus was eating dinner on a Sabbath at a Pharisee's house, and a man had just said how wonderful heaven was going to be. Well, Jesus knew that those guests believed that only the Jews would be in God's kingdom. But is God's kingdom only for the Jews? No, it's not. God's kingdom is for everyone. So, in order to illustrate and to try to help these people understand who God's kingdom was for, Jesus told a story to show that their thinking wasn't true. Have you ever been to a banquet? Or maybe have you ever been to a special wedding feast? Now, when we go to a wedding feast or to a banquet, do we just throw on our shoes and walk out the door? Oh, no! We want to dress up, don't we? We want to put on a nice outfit. If you're a boy, maybe a suit or a very nice collared shirt, maybe even a bow tie. If you're a girl, a nice dress. And if you're a young lady, a long dress that touches the floor. That makes you feel even more special, doesn't it? You do your hair all nice, maybe put some gel in or some hair barrettes, and you make sure your teeth are brushed and that you're all shiny clean and that you look very nice. You prepare and you get ready, right? When you get invited to something like that, do you just want to be like, I don't really feel like going? Or are you like, wow, oh, I can't wait to go. We're going to have nice food, nice company, maybe even music playing. Oh, it will be wonderful. That's how we should feel when we're going to a banquet. But you know what? Jesus told a story about those who were invited that did not feel that way. Well, in this story, a rich man had invited many people to a special supper. They got an invitation, a wonderful meal was prepared, and when it was ready, the servant went to tell them that it was time to come. Knock, knock, knock. Come, come to the wedding feast. It is ready. Well, how surprised the servant must have been when every single one of them gave excuses for not going. So what were some of those excuses? Let's see if they really had a good reason for not going. So we are going to read that story in the book of Luke. Grab your Bible. Let's look up Luke chapter 14. Luke is in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Then we're going to find 14. Got to flip back and forth for those pages. Find those big numbers, 14. And then once you find 14, look down the page for verse 18 and 19 and 20. Okay? So we're in Luke chapter 14, Now we're going to look at verse 18, 19, and 20. What does it say?
But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of good ground, and I must go and seek it. I asked you to have me excused, and another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to test them. I ask you, have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I can't come.
Wow, so wait, what did verse 18 say? What was the first excuse that he gave? He bought a piece of ground or a piece of land, and he had to go see it. Do you think that he had already seen it? Probably. Had he already bought it? Yes. So couldn't it wait till tomorrow? Just go look at the land tomorrow or the next day. If you've already bought it, you don't have to go see it right now. That's a really silly excuse, isn't it? Well, what about verse 19? What was his excuse? He had bought 5 yoke of oxen. A yoke of oxen, at the very least, is 2. So he bought at least 10 oxen, and they all were trained to go together, right? Maybe even more than that. But could he have gone and seen it the next day? Yes, he could have, because he had already bought them. It wasn't like somebody else was going to buy them before he could, right? What about the third guy? Look at verse 20. What did he say? He's married a wife. Don't you think that the wife would have been invited too? Couldn't he bring her? I'm sure he could have. But his excuse was no. Now, when you think about these excuses, really, it just showed that they had a preoccupied mind. You know what that means? A preoccupied mind is someone that isn't really thinking about what they should be thinking about. So, for example, my son is sometimes preoccupied. If he is coloring or drawing or writing, and I say, hey, can you come take out the compost and go put it on the compost pile? And he's preoccupied, so he might not do it right away, right? Is it good to have a preoccupied mind or not? No. Really, these 3 excuses showed that they didn't want to come. If they had wanted to come, they could have come, and they could have made time, and they could have done it. They were only excuses. Well, no wonder the master of the house was upset when his servant came back and said, so I talked to them, and this is what they said. How did he feel? Look at verse 21.
So that servant came and reported those things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the street and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.
The master of the house being angry. How was he feeling? He was angry, and for good reason. He had put lots of money into this supper. He had done all kinds of things. He carefully planned. The food was ready. But now, who was going to enjoy it? It was just going to go to waste. The flies were going to land on it, and maybe he'd have to just feed it to the pigs. He didn't want to do that, did he? Well, the master came up with a really good idea, and we're going to learn about it tomorrow. I want you to think about something. Think about those 3 people that gave their excuses. What do you think about those excuses? How do you feel? Those people were very preoccupied. They were giving excuses. There were other things that were more important to them than this man and his supper. They had already said they were going to go because the servant knew who to go to tell them it was ready, and they missed out. I know I don't want to make any excuses when it comes to God. Do you? When Jesus calls us to his wedding feast of the Lamb, remember we read that yesterday in Revelation chapter 19, verse 9? When he calls us to that wedding feast, are we going to make excuses like these people? I want to be in heaven with Jesus. I want to make that choice to be there. I don't want to make excuses. But you know what? It starts today. It starts right now. It starts with spending time with Jesus and not pushing him to the side or setting him aside and doing other things. It's a choice that you make every day and that I make every day to put Jesus first. I want to put Jesus first. No excuses here, right? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, work in our hearts and our minds. Help us to put you first, that we will take time every day to spend with you. We love you, Jesus. Amen. All right. I am so excited to sing the memory verse song. How about you? So let's finish today with our memory verse song.
Whoever is lost in stuff will be humble, and he who has lost in stuff will be exalted. Whoever is lost in stuff will be
story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.